Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samach Zayin. We are on page 84. Siman Reish Samach Zayin is Dinei HaTfila Be'er Shabbos, the halachos of Tfila on Er Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, B'Tfilas HaMincha Be'er Shabbos Ein Noflin Al Paneim. The first halacha is that when we daven Mincha on Er Shabbos, we do not say Tachanun. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, it's very close to the entering of Shabbos, and therefore it follows the rules of Shabbos, and there's no tachanun. Kein kasav alavush, but that sounds like only if you're davening mincha ketana, where it's very close to Shabbos. What if you're davening mincha gedola? The kasav prim gadim, the nirid who I think is shemisvalim mincha gedola. Zot the prim gadim, it appears it's the same din even if you're davening earlier by mincha gedola. Achar chatzos nami enofum al paneim. Since it's after chatzos and after Shabbos, even though it's earlier on in the day, you also will not say tachanun. V'chein misha ochel pas achar chatzos. So too, one who is eating bread on Friday after chatzos, gam kein ein lomer al naros bagel. He should not say the pagod before benching of al naros bagel that we are supposed to say during the week. Ki im shira malos. Rather, he should say shira malos, which we say on Shabbos, Yontif, and days where we don't say tachanun. V'ayin bir halacha. Says the Mechaber Vaitus of Beis, Makdimin lehispalel arvis yoser b'yemos hachol. We're going to have some very practical, very important halachas discussed in this siman. So Beis the Mechaber says, we daven marav early, we're makdimin lehispalel arvis yoser b'yemos hachol, earlier than we normally daven during the week. Ubeplag hamincha yochol lahadlik ulekabel Shabbos betfilas arvis. From Plag HaMincha and onward, you are already allowed to light candles and be makabel Shabbos in davening Maariv. V'lechol miyod, and you can eat your Shabbos Suda right away while it's light outside after Plag HaMincha when you daven. That might sound familiar to many who make early Shabbos in the summer. The Ramo says, V'ayin le'el simen reish lamed gimel keitzel misharen shir Plag HaMincha. Look what we learned earlier, how we evaluate exactly when Plag HaMincha is. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Beis, we are makdim and we daven marav early. Mishum dahai dahave nihigi alma lekabel leim Shabbos. Miki pasach hashiatziv baruchu. Since the minhag ha'olam is that we're makabel Shabbos when we answer baruchu from the chazan. Kid leel b'simin reish samach aleph sif dalid. Lekach me'anochon lahakdim lehispal arvis kedei lahakdim makabel Shabbos. Therefore, there's an inyan in davening marav early on Shabbos. Since we're makabel Shabbos the baruchu by davening early, we're being makabel Shabbos early. V'hu adin diyochol makabel olav Shabbos kodem tefilas arvis. But you don't have to do it with tefillah. You could also just be makabel Shabbos on yourself before you actually daven marav. But that is why we're makdimit daven marav early. The purpose is to take in Shabbos early. Now the earliest you can do that, we mentioned many times, is plag hamincha. Says the mishabura sivkotem gimel, a very important mishabura. Says the mishabura, mashma medivra amogin avram. It is Masha from the Magen Avraham. Da'afilu hanohagim lehispalo mariv bizmano. Even those who normally daven mariv bizman after it is dark during the week, mutarim lehispalo below Shabbos ibod yom. There are a lot of daven Friday night early while it is still daytime. Ubelvad sheyem miplag hamincha veilach. As long as you're davening mariv on Friday night, it's after plag. Even though you're normally davening 10 o'clock mariv on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to take in Shabbos early and daven mincha after plag. The kevon de mitzvasa lahosef meichol al hakodesh. Since there is a mitzvah of adding on from the chol to the kodesh, ukvar kibel Shabbos alav. And you already were mekabel Shabbos, so yochol lismoch al das asovrim tahave kalayla l'inyan tefila. Therefore, you can rely on the shittos that hold that from plag hamincha it's considered nighttime for davening. So even though you normally daven when it's really night outside, but when it comes to Friday night, you're taking in Shabbos early, you could daven earlier than usual, as long as it's after plag where there are some shittos that hold that is considered nighttime legabe tefilas mariv. Ach, however, Hanohe Kain, one who is going to be knowing to daven Maariv early on Leil Shabbos after Plag HaMincha, Yizoher al Koponin be'er Shabbos l'spalel Mincha kodem Plag HaMincha. If you are going to be davening Maariv after Plag on Friday night, you must make sure you daven Mincha before Plag on Friday. Kidei shelo yia tarti desasri adodi. So it should not be a stira between the Mincha and the Maariv. And he explains in the brackets, Hainu, Diladas Rabbi Yehuda b'Gemara, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara is, Zman Mincha nimshach rad at Plag HaMincha. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only daven Mincha until Plag. Umisham ve'elach uzman tefilas arvis. After plag is already, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the time for Mariv. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, before plag is mincha, after plag is Mariv. Uledas Rabbanan, according to the Shita of the Rabbanan in the Gemara over there, so zman mincha at sof hayom. You could have a mincha until it is nighttime. Uzman Mariv hu be'erev, and Mariv is at nighttime. So we either have to have plaga mincha between mincha and Mariv, or we have to have nighttime between mincha and Mariv. And if you're going to be davening Mariv after plag, so then the only way you could get away with mincha is if you daven before plag. Because if you daven mincha after plag, and Mariv also after plag, you're getting partially Rabbi Yehuda Shita and partially the Rabbanan Shita. That's a tarti the sasri, and that is not allowed. However, here's the key point. The Yesh Omer, there are those who say, the Bitzibur, when it comes to a minya davening, Yesh lohokel lispalo Mariv mibodyom, you could be lenient to daven Mariv while it is still day. Af im ispalo mincha achar plaga mincha. So there are those who say that if it's Leil Shabbos, you could take in Shabbos early, daven Mariv after plag, even though you daven mincha after plag as well. So there is a shita, there's a yesh omer that says, b'tzibur, you could be lenient to daven both mincha and Mariv after plag. But says the Chofetz Chaim, and nearly it appears to me, she'ein lismoch al zeh, you should not rely on this, Rakishu mispalo mariv al koponim b'bein hashmoshos u'bishas adchak. So the Chavetz Chaim, you want to rely on this lenient shita and do the tarti the sasri. Really, if you daven mincha after plag, you shouldn't daven mariv until it's seisal gochavim, until it's vaday laila. But if you want to be lenient, so if you daven mincha after plag, you could daven mariv before it gets dark, but make sure it's after shkia. It has to be b'bein hashmoshos. So ideally, you should have nighttime, you should have seis between mincha and mariv, according to the Rabbanan. But you could be lenient and daven mincha after plag and daven mariv before nighttime, but make sure it's already ben hashmashos. So you'd have to have shkia in between. That is one sad that he says that you could be lenient. And number two, he says it has to be a shasat chak. So one who's davening keseder in a mincha and mariv every Shabbos in the summer, 7 o'clock, and it's after plag and it's before shkia, so that is not what the Chafetz Chaim is approving over here. There is a Yesh Omer that seems to say it's okay, but Zot the Chafetz Chaim, you should only rely on the Shita. Number one, B'Shas Adchak, and number two, if you daven mincha after plag, you don't have to wait for Mariv after Tzeizah Kochavim, but at least wait till after Shkia. Fine. Avalo Kishu Adayin Vadayom, but don't be davening Mariv while it's Vadayom, the sun is shining outside, you're davening Mariv when you daven mincha after plag, do not do that. So whatever leniencies you're going to rely on that we're discussing over here, for sure you would have to repeat Kriya Shema afterwards when it is for sure nighttime. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitus of Katan Dalet, HaMincha Yochel. We said, Ube Plag HaMincha Yochel Lahavlik. You could already take on Shabbos from Plag HaMincha and onwards. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Aval Kodem Plag HaMincha Ein Yochel Lahavlik L'Kabel Shabbos. But before Plag, you can't light candles, you can't even L'Kabel Shabbos. And even b'dyevet, you messed up. You daven mariv too early before plag. Tzarech lachzor l'spal. You have to go back and daven again. Uplag hamincha yesh omrim dehusha u'reviya kodem alayla. Some say plag hamincha is an hour and a quarter before nighttime, before tzeizah kochavim. The yesh omrim dehusha u'reviya kodem hashkia. Some say it's an hour and a quarter before shkia. That's a machlokes we discussed many times. Va'ayin lel b'simin reish samach gimel sevdal b'mashik asad nusham b'mishabura. Says the mishabura v'aytis of katan hey, another very practical halacha that's very important that comes up weekly in the summer. A person is making early Shabbos. The mechaber told us that not only can he daven earlier after plag, he can also eat the suda there. He can eat right away. Zakta Mishabura. Hatam, the reason he could eat is Dekevon, Dekevil, Olav Shabbos. Since he was Makabal Shabbos, Vahosef Mechol ala Kodesh, he took in Shabbos early to add on from the Chol to the Kodesh. Nechshav Kishabbos le'inyan zeh. It's considered Shabbos l'gabe this. Deyochol le'kadesh v'lechol miyad. He's allowed to make Kiddush and eat right away. V'yuchal ligmor sudasa mibodyom. And he could finish his suda while it's still light outside. He davens Mariv right after plag, he goes home, eats his suda, it's still light outside, he benches, he's good to go. However, Zakta Mishavura, V'yesh cholkin v'sovrim, there are those who argue and they hold, She'yizohir limshol sudasa aralayla. When you make early Shabbos, you're starting your suda when it's light outside, you should make sure that your suda extends to the night. V'yochal kezayas balayla. And you want to see through it that you're eating at least a kezayas of bread at night. V'taimam, the reason for this shita is, Dikevon dahashalosh sudos yalfina mimadik siv achluhu hayom ki Shabbos hayom laHashem. It says hayom three times by the mon. We learn from there you have to have three sudos on Shabbos hayom during the day of Shabbos. So ba'inon shiakayim osam biyom Shabbos atzmo. So you can't have it early. It has to be on the yom of Shabbos itself. Therefore, there are those who argue and say that if you make early Shabbos, that's fine. You start your suda, that's fine. But you must extend your suda until it is Vaday Laila, and then eat a kazayas of bread that you're having at night. Ulechatchila nachon lochosh l'divrayim. Zatucha v'schayim lechatchila. One should be concerned for their words, which means, if you make early Shabbos, that's fine. Daven mincha before plag, daven marv after plag. Start your suda, it's fine, but you should extend your suda until seis agolchavim and eat a kazayas of bread over there to be yotzei all shittos. Sivkoton vav. You can have your suda miyad. V'im la'achar she'espala mariv. Ein ad ha'layla chatzi shah. Another important point. You made early Shabbos, and now by the time you started your suda, it's already within a half hour before it says akochavim. Yesh lizor shelo lahasir lecho. Don't start eating. Elayamtin ad ha'erev. You should wait first till says akochavim. V'yachzor v'yikra kriyashma. You should read kriyashma below habrachos. You would first repeat kriyashma, because now you're within a half hour of the ikr zman of kriyashma. Don't start your suda a half hour before night. Wait till nighttime comes. Repeat kriyashma. V'achar kach yocha, and then you should eat your suda. Ho'il u'laharbe poskim lo yotze yidei chovas kriyashma kodem alayla. Since according to many poskim, you are not yotze kriyashma before it is vaday layla. So you daven after plag, it's 100% fine lagabe tefila. It's 100% lagabe your suda, okay, according to what we just said. But lagabe kriyashma, you must repeat kriyashma. Therefore, if you didn't start your suda, it's already within a half hour before the layla, these poskim say, you must say kriyashma first, meaning wait till layla, say kriyashma, then start your suda. Miu, however, hanoeg lohakel baze ein limchos biyado. Many are lenient about this. They're not careful about this. One should not protest against them. The reason is the yeshlo al milismoch, because there are shittos that hold that once plag comes, that's considered laila l'gabe kriyashma as well. So at least l'gabe some shittos, you already were yotze your kriyashma 100%, and therefore one should not protest against those who are noeg, and many are noeg, not to be careful exactly when they're starting the suda, and they might start within a half hour before Seis HaKochavim, and they don't repeat Kriya Shema, don't protest against them, there certainly is what to rely on. V'chol zeh le'inyan heter achila, this is all talking about the heter achila. Ava le'inyan Kriya Shema gufa, dehu da'araisa in lismo. But l'gabi Kriya Shema itself, which is da'araisa, you can't rely on any kulas. V'yizar le'krosa ba'layla lotzas yidei chovas Kriya Shema, you must absolutely repeat Kriya Shema at night. So there's what to rely on to start your suda earlier, but there's nothing to rely on not to repeat Kriya Shema. You have to be machmir like the more machmir shitas, and for sure repeat Kriya Shema when it's Vaday Laila. Says the Mechaber Vaday Sif Gimel. Bibirchas Hashkiveinu Eino Chosein Bo Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo Ad. On Shabbos, we don't end the brach of Hashkiveinu with Shomer Amo Yisrael. Elokevan Sheegia Le'ubetzel Knafechat Hasireinu. Once we reach those words, Omer, you go and you say, Yufros Suka Shalom Aleinu Vayushlaim Yirecha. Baruch atah Hashem, aporei sukah shalom alinu v'akol amo Yisrael v'al Yerushalayim. That's the change in the bracha that we do, a little different gear than we have. We'll see that address right now in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotan Zayin, eino chosim, you don't end off as shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad. Why is that? De b'Shabbos ein tzrichin shmira. On Shabbos, we do not need shmira. Ki ha-Shabbos ba'atzmo hu ha-shomer osanu, Shabbos itself guards us. Sivkotan Ches, omer ufros. Rotzalomer degam ki kel shomreinu loyomar. It's clear according to the Mechaber that we take out some other words. The lokim and agenu, not like our minog. We have those words, but according to the Mechaber, we take off those words. The achronim yishu aminog. The achronim answer up our minog. Why we're not doing like the Mechaber? Sivkotan test. We rather say apore sukas. The imshochach v'omar shomer amo Yisrael tachas apore sukas shalom. You messed up on Friday night. This happens. You ended off with shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad instead of saying apore sukas shalom. So the din is as follows. In this gar tok de dibur, if you realize your mistake, tok de dibur, yomer miyad achar tevas la'ad. Right after you say, shomer amo yisrael ad, you run into aporis. Vim shah kede dibur, but if you waited, tok de dibur, hu kede shi yomer shalom alecha rebi yomori, if you waited the time it takes to say, shalom alecha rebi yomori, which is tok de dibur, me eish asiyan tevas la'ad, once you finish shomer amo yisrael la'ad, you waited the time it takes to say those four words already, Ein tzarech la'amro, you do not have to correct yourself. V'lo yachzor od hapam, you don't have to go back. It's 100% fine. You are yotzei. Haminog lomar achar siyum habracha Vishamru b'nei Yisrael. The minhag is to say after the bracha of Ashkivenu on Friday night, Vishamru. Uva mu'adim we say Vayidaber Moshe. But Rosh Hashanah we say Tikku b'Shofar. Uvi Yom HaKippurim ki v'yom hazeh. In the note over here, we're not going to have time to read it, but in note 21, you'll see the Minhag Agra, as we're familiar with, that we don't say these things, but they also explain in note 21 why exactly it's not a problem of being mafsik, being geula tefila, by marvi also to be some geula tefila. So they explain what is about Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos, we know if we guard two Shabbosos, the geula is going to come. So v'shamru as a shachas the geula, and all the psukim by the mo'adim as well, all the mo'adim are zechli etzias mitzrayim. Therefore, they also have a connection to geula, and therefore it's not a chisarum in the maximum geula tefila according to those shitas. Of course, the Gra says not to do it. Everyone should follow their minhag. We'll continue next time, Rich Hashem, with Simon Reish Samaches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.